a Wood Mag BYU career high for him, 19 points to go along with 3 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. He was a plus 10 in almost 28 minutes, 6 for 10 from the field, 3 for 6 from deep, made 4 of his 5 free throws. My Wood Mag is the Waystar star of the game. Now for our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, the source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct and you save money. And for the Steel Man of the Game, Cabe Akeda, double figures, 10 points to go along with 7 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and 2 block shots. I think those are the ones he's credited for in the final 2 possessions of the game, I think, for UCF. Cabe Akeda is the steel man of the game. All right, Mo Whitmag joining us courtside. Mighty Mo, congrats on the win today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Wow. Did you get a sense at any point today it was going to be your day?
Not at all, but I just want to first and foremost give credit to my teammates and coaches. You know, they did a phenomenal job with, you know, just helping me get to my spots and everything. So without them, I wouldn't be here. And I knew it was going to be a dogfight. Every game in the Big 12 is going to be a dogfight. And I'm just glad we came out and got a W.
Well, what you did amazing tonight. Congratulations, by the way, on a win. And your offense was terrific. But what I love about you is how well you play defense. And you get the tough assignments. And I love that. And this was a tough assignment. Deshaun Hall, and I know you had the primary defensive assignment on him, but talk about the strategy defensively coming in and what you were assigned to do.
You know, Kishaw, you know, he's a phenomenal player, you know, the leading scorer in the Big 12, so, you know, I knew it was going to be a task at first, you know, so I just want to give credit, you know, I just try to do my best, you know, guys with him, he decided to just make things difficult, you know, it's kind of tough to shut him down. We're very fortunate, you know, that he had foul trouble in the beginning of the first half, but he got going in the second half, but credit to my teammates and coaches that, you know, that we had a game plan and we just executed it, and we're just tough. You know, Coach challenged us in the, during halftime to, you know, respond with toughness, and I feel like we did that in the first 5 minutes and got the W.
In the plus-minus category, Cabe Akeda led everybody at a plus 17 today. He played inspired basketball. He was outstanding.
Now, Cabe, man, without him, like, he does little things, you know. When you go to the ball score, you think he did little, but he does his presence, you know, as late down the stretch, you know, the 2 blocks he had and just the rebounding and the 2 free throws, too, he made in down the stretch, you know, phenomenal player. So, you know, credit to him, and I'm glad that he had a great game.
All right, Mo Whitmag is with us. We'll take a break, a short break, come back and have some closing comments with Mo Whitmag, part of BYU's 81-75 win at UCF. Back-to-back away wins as well in the Big 12, too, building on what happened in Boulder and picking up another quad one win. Big one, big win for the Cougs. More with Mo Whit is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Final score from Orlando, BYU 81, UCF 75. That is our final score. Mo Whitmag joining us courtside. Kevin Young is coming up in just a matter of moments, so a last couple minutes here with Mawut. Mawut at 19 points, second all-time in his collegiate career at 24 for Rutgers last year. Mawut, quickly, back-to-back, close game, closeout wins. How important is that for this team to win these tight games like you have?
Very, very important, you know. I even told the guys, too, you know, at the beginning we had a little rough start in the beginning, but I've always told them, like, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish, so I feel like it just showed that we had toughness and we were connected and we just executed the game plan. And we just had belief, too, you know, knocking down free throws, down the hall, Cabe. So, like, I feel like we just had toughness and I'm just happy. And I feel like you just got to keep stacking days and just keep, you know, keep stacking them, you know. And anything's possible, you got to just put your mind to it.
What, you were 3 for 6 from three. The team was 14 of 32. That's 44%. That's really good. And it's not unusual. I mean, this team the last 4 or 5 games has been up there. You know, I know you guys want to shoot a three, but what are you guys doing maybe to get better looks at three so the percentages? What does this team have to do to get good looks?
We just have a lot of selfless players, you know. Everybody plays together, and I feel like we just we penetrate to the rim, and we just do paint the great. So we try to, you know, draw another defender and spray out. I feel like we have great shooters, Trevor Hall, Richie. The whole team, everybody can shoot. I feel like we just played very selfless basketball and we just share the game. And we just let the game come to us.
All right, 4 straight Big 12 wins. That's a nice little win streak you have going for you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm just happy. And I told the guys too in the locker room, don't be too high, don't be too low, you know. Just keep being posed and just, you know, we're supposed to win. So, and it's good to embrace it, but now it's time to, you know, move on. And now get ready for Arizona on Tuesday and win that one.
Tuesday back at the Marriott Center. Mo, we'll see you then. Thanks for today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Mo Whitmag.